others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you this beautiful, fine morning here from Washington State, 70, and dedicated and committed to bringing you this beautiful love and this beautiful consciousness. I've got my friends with me for our monthly discussions. That's Pia and Colin, and they're from Europe. And no doubt about it, it's got to be evening time going over there, unless that's changed also.
No, the time is still not ready to change yet, but it will change shortly.
Okay, yes. Welcome to the show. It's awesome to have you.
Thank you. We always, always enjoy being part of your show and being part of this discussion that we develop together.
Yes, we are co-creating together. And you know, this time period that we're in right now, I want to remind the audience, you know, we come here to share with you the consciousness and the wisdom so that we can all co-create our heaven on earth, our peace on earth together, because this is why we came. And so for those people that are listening and tuning in today for the first time, we have lots of past episodes on these ascension topics and talks that we're doing here that you can find on the Cornelia Stephanie YouTube channel. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And I just want to say for those of you right now that are in deeply challenging times, you know, remember that we are grieving a dying world. We are grieving a dying world. And we have to make time for that. We have to give ourselves the space in order to feel those emotions that are coming up to the surface right now to be felt and to be released. Because we have, you know, never with this much light, with this much love, with this much wisdom, been present to what needs tending and what needs healing and what needs feeling. So I'm finding when I'm speaking to the people that are challenged, that they're not particularly kind to themselves. And what do you think about that, Pia and Colin? Are you noticing that people are really hard on themselves right now?
We're noticing a mix of people being hard on themselves and being hard on everybody else. There's a lot of finger pointing, judgment, and blame going on, whether it's inward or outward. It's still happening. We see it sparking all around.
There's so much confusion, and there's so much chaos in our world today that I think everyone feels challenged in some way, some manner that maybe they haven't felt previously in their lives. It seems like that, well, I have a favorite phrase. When things seem not to work very well, I call that stack up, where something happens and then something else happens on top of that, and then something else happens, and it cascades into so many challenges that seem to be all around us that people don't know what to do. They don't know how to manage their lives anymore. And there's so many reasons why this is happening: environmental reasons, political reasons, financial reasons. And it's just a challenging time. You said something a moment ago about this being a very special time here on Earth. And it is. We've never had this much light, as you said. And we've never had this much chaos that is giving us the opportunity to grow in ways that we've never, ever experienced. Humanity has never had this ability to make giant leaps spiritually and personally and collectively.
And it is a choice. We can either choose to dig our heels in and go in the wish train of I wish things were like they used to be, or we can do as you suggested, grieve the dying world and create a space to open up for what's going to come next. It's always a choice, because spiritual growth and consciousness growth doesn't happen automatically. It happens because you intend to pay attention, do your work, be present. When you do those things, spiritual growth occurs. If you don't, the whole energy passes you by and you wind up just saying, what happened to my life? And you're just grumpy.
Yeah. We have to make choices, and we have to simultaneously take action. It doesn't work to see what's going on around us in the world and just either grieve it or welcome it without doing something. We have to do something. It's not just an intention that causes the change that we're looking for. It's the intention first, but we also have to take action mm-hmm. to make that intention come into our reality.
And I would like to add, I'm so tired of people saying the universe will take care of it, or somebody from outer space is going to come save us. I'm really tired of people shunning their responsibility and not recognizing that it's we who's going to take care of it if we make the choice. If we don't make the choice, the golden opportunity passes us by.
Yes, I mean, because nobody is coming to save us, because right. the Savior is already here.
Right. That's right.
The Savior is in each person, not being a victim.
Right.
And rising to the occasion. Mm-hmm. And the occasion is whatever, wherever you find yourself, in whatever situation that you find yourself in, that you come to that place fully present and being willing to rise higher and to make a better way for yourself. If you're not feeling like this is the reality that you want to live in. And so, you know, not standing by, not being a bystander, not active in your ascension, in your life creation, that's what this is about, so that you can build a new foundation that you can walk on and feel really, really good about. Mm-hmm. We talked last month about I found myself in a challenging situation when I was traveling, and you all asked me this morning, how was it? How was it upon my return? Do I feel good about it? And while I was in the middle of this huge challenge that I had to really surrender and trust that I have the wisdom and the tools inside of myself to know that I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to be making the right choices, that I can handle this and trust. And when I came back home, I was so pleased with how I showed up in the experience. And I think this is how, when we approach, you know, our experiences, because we come in contact with so many different things every single day, with so many different holograms, so many different experiences, so many different belief systems. But if you stand strong in what you know your integrity is and where you are, then that is the foundation, the ground that you are building and that you are walking upon.
I think that's absolutely the truth. And I think those are wise words. You know, there was a saying way back in the 60s and 70s. People talked about this all the time, and it sort of became a trite phrase. But I think today it's really relevant. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Yes, we are the ones we've been waiting for. So instead of looking outside for someone else that's going to come and do something for you, when you realize that you are the creator of your own reality and that you have everything you need inside, and that we're waiting for you. Yep. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you to remember that and come and bring yourself into the equation and bring those gifts that you already have within you, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanted to share, you know, Pia, you sent out your blog for October, or for the first week in October. And you, I want to share it with the audience today because I think it's really timely with what it is that we are experiencing. And it has to do with your beautiful calendar. Let's show the audience your calendar. And people can still get this calendar because it doesn't end at the end of December, right, Pia?
No, Steph, Cornelia, that calendar has been taken off. There is a new 2022 calendar available that people can get. The 2021 is no longer available.
But so the
2022 calendar is on the website, and it has the ISBN number, and you can order it from any bookstore anywhere in the world, and they will get it for you.
Can you tell the audience what the name of the calendar is?
Is it the
Pleiadian Earth Energy Calendar?
Yes, same name.
2022 Pleiadian Earth Energy Calendar.
Oh, good. Okay.
But you're right, Cornelia. This calendar does go to the middle of 2022.
For those who already have it. It's just out of stock. There are no more. So if you do not already have one, you would need the 2022 calendar that's available now.
Great. So in the 2020, well, it does in the one that I have here, it goes into mid next year. So that's why I was referring to that. And in your blog, Pia, this is what you wrote about the current time. You were talking about October 2021, and at this period of time, at sunset on October 2nd, the energies move us into the 13th day period of loving Earth energy. The Maya viewed this period as the very image of spirituality bringing abundance. We see loving energy as holding the potential to bring us to the ultimate state of unconditional love. This is the energy that Colin and Pia hold as a couple, and we are very familiar with the heights and depths of unconditional love available to all in this energy. Loving Earth energy brings a positive, productive period that can be used for the collective good. It's no accident that this loving energy has had an enormous influence on Colin's and Pia's choice to bring LARCMA to the world as your mission. Loving Earth energy helps everyone become more aware that cooperation is better than competition. If they can turn off their minds and listen, proper use of loving energy is being enthusiastic and productive. If you react inappropriately to this energy, you may find yourself being competitive and even aggressive. Because what the world needs most right now is more light, using this period of loving Earth energy to focus upon the power of unconditional love boosts the amount of light that is available on the planet. When we respond to life through light and love, the universe matches that energy. I love that so much, Pia.
Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely love that. And so we are in this loving energy right now. And today on the calendar, it shows that the energy is about devotion, mm-hmm. right? Devoting to love. And devoting to peace, devoting to the greater good.
And devoting to clearing out any shadows, blockages, belief systems that are preventing unconditional love from pouring out. That devotion to the higher vibration, the higher ideal is really important. One of the other things that I did not go into in the blog is that loving energy is intended to bring the dynamic opposites, the polarity opposites, into a unified place where they can share perspectives, even though they're opposite. So there's always a dynamic tension of opposites that's present. And the opportunity is to argue, compete, do something aggressive with that in the lower vibration and go, no, I'm right, no, I'm right, kind of energy. Or to say, hey, we're both right. unconditional love, no judgment of my opinion, no judgment of your opinion. Let's just harmonize this. Let's just blend it. We're both right. And that's really important for people to understand, especially right now, because globally there is such a focus on the polarized viewpoints of who is right and who is wrong.
Yes, and we need to create within our own communities, within our own being, within our own inner circles, we need to create safe spaces for people to be that, whether whatever your beliefs, whatever I believe is, that it is okay to be there and that it is not to be judged in, like you just said, right or wrong, because that's going to continue on. Creating the same consciousness from where we've been. And that is a third dimensional reality, right? Because when you're talking about competition and aggressive, that's all part of the third dimensional world. And that's the world that we are grieving and letting go of so that we can move into our heaven on earth consciousness, our fifth dimensional consciousness, where we are by making the choice to bring and be the unconditional love.
One thing that I'll be very happy and will not grieve at all is the discipline of little children's sports teams, where competition is ingrained in them. I have to be the best or I won't get chosen to be on this team. And my team has to win and beat that team. That idea instills competition at a very young age. And people think it's normal. They think that's healthy and fun because they start it in childhood. There's a great story that I love about someone who is in Africa. And he took a bag of candy to a group of children and said, "We're going to play a game, children." And they got all excited. And they said, "Okay, here's a bag of candy. Whoever gets to that tree over there first, when I say go, wins." And they get the bag of candy. And the children kind of looked at each other and they were puzzled and they didn't understand. And he said, "Don't you understand? You run to the tree and whoever gets there first gets the prize." And so they said, "Oh, we understand." And they all joined hands together, ran together and reached the tree. And of course, shared the candy. That's what I want to see happen in the world.
Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. Wow. Can you imagine if we all taught the children from a young age to come together like that? I mean, that's a beautiful metaphor. Yeah. Wow. So Larkma is talking about right now in your newsletter, you also talked about how the conflicts that are happening in the world are there right now to support us to end the division and bring more love. Do you want to speak a little bit about that?
Well, what Larkma is telling the world to do is to stop being apathetic, to actually step into that position we were talking about earlier and save ourselves. And in order to do that, we have to bring up the will and the courage to say, "No, this is not right. This is not for the highest good of all." We have to speak out. So yes, we have this amazing opportunity, but if we just wait for somebody else to save us, that opportunity is going to pass. And the conflict that's here from the Pleiadian perspective is absolutely an opportunity for us to grow and evolve. But the key point is, will we choose to grow and evolve through the difficult challenges, or will we sit back and wait for somebody else to change us? That if we wait on somebody else to change the situation, we're missing the opportunity. If we choose to take action ourselves by standing up, speaking out, joining together, doing something positive for the highest good, our consciousness expands.
What do you want to say about that, Colin?
Well, we've talked about this a lot. We've talked about it with you on your shows, and we've talked in many other interviews. Planet Earth is either slightly or more than slightly different than many other societies around the universe. We do have choice. We have personal choice here, which isn't available everywhere in the universe. It's part of our evolutionary makeup. It's part of our ability to grow, as Pia was just explaining. And we're being watched by societies all over the universe. What's happening on Earth right now is a focal point for what others are watching in the evolution of many societies around the cosmos. And there are more beings, there are more energies interested and around the Earth than at any other time in Earth's experience or history. There are so many energies beaming light, supporting us, and doing things to help us realize that this is a growth process. This is our chance to make huge leaps in our evolutionary makeup, in our evolutionary process. And people are realizing that we're not going to be saved. We've talked about this today already, but we've talked about it many other times. We're the only ones that are going to save ourselves. And it's pretty obvious that we're the ones, and this is hard for some people to understand or swallow, but we're the ones that have gotten us into this situation. The apathy that Pia just mentioned is part of the problem. We have allowed corporations, we have allowed governments, we have allowed so many institutions to pollute this beautiful, wonderful, energetic world that we live in and on. We should have said no for generations about polluting the water, polluting the air, polluting the earth. But we saw technological advances as something that would make our lives easier. We were told it would make our lives better, but unfortunately, many of these technological advancements have proven to hurt the environment and hurt us and really be an amazingly strong negative influence on nature. And so I think not only do we need to stand up and speak, we need to be responsible for cleaning up this mess we have helped to create. And it's high time that we understand that we've been part of this all along. We the people, society, cultures, have allowed these things to go far, far too long in not creating a heaven on earth, but creating a really toxic environment. And we need to clean it up. And the only way we're going to be able to clean it up is to collectively get together and make new decisions, take new actions to really create the world that we intend.
Yeah, you know, the whole piece about the choice, that this is an important, really important piece is, you know, get off the fence, right? Mm-hmm. Get off the fence, because the more that you sit in indecision and not do anything and not like even making the choice to, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I commit to doing this. I'm making this choice. That the more that you're going against your own energy by mm-hmm. not making a choice and sitting in indecision, because internally you already know, as a soul, you already know that this is what you came here to experience, and so. Mm-hmm. Your ego that is, you know, holding you back, you know, the whatever the habitual patterns are that sabotage yourself from, you know, moving forward and making the choice and taking action, whether it's fear or whatever the energy is, but it's keeping you stuck. And when people make the decision that, yes, I have the choice, and yes, I'm going to make this choice, and yes, I can, and that I'm here for this, and get off the fence and get the energy moving in a positive direction, because it's just that one little step, and then the next positive step, and then the next positive step. And yes, there's going to be things that are going to be coming up in your reality that you know, are that might cause grief or that might cause discomfort. But know that that discomfort is also part of the process.
There is no birth without discomfort. It's part of, it is part of the process.
And by making these decisions and by making these statements, it actually gets easier. Once we begin to do what you just said, Cornelia, to actually stand up and do something consciously, that enables us to get the ball rolling. And it's not such a big step. It's not such a huge leap. Once we begin the process, it begins to roll. And the energy just keeps, it keeps getting greater and greater and greater. And more people become involved and things change. Everything moves in a different direction. And that's all we have to do. It's really that simple.
Yeah, and it comes back down to, you know, when we're looking at the whole big job that needs to be done, you know, with what we have to do in the world, it is a big job, and it can seem overwhelming. And it's like, how many years is this going to take? Especially for, I know, like for many of us that have been tirelessly working like warriors on the front lines to, you know, to bring this consciousness and to share our messages and to share our wisdom with the world. And, we might feel tired to go, I can't do this anymore. And, you know, I say to you, you know, don't give up before the miracle happens. And there is that. But release the overwhelm and bring it all back to the present moment. In this present moment, make a choice here. And in this present moment, make the commitment here and do that one thing that you can do. And like Colin said, you're going to build on that, and you're going to build on that. You're going to build on that. And so you came here for this, and you've already have all of the tools and the wisdom. Thank God we have our tools. Thank God that you, Pia and Colin, have been sharing all of the wisdom of LARCMA with what your mission has been to raise the consciousness, to raise the vibration on the planet. My mission has been to bring source energy back to the planet and take the planet back to bring it back to its original place. And that is heaven on earth. We are the original architects. We are the original architects choosing right here, right now to make the powerful choices that are going to sustain the earth, that are going to, you know, like Colin said earlier, you know, make a better way for the next generation. It's our responsibility. We can and we must. So that's why we're here.
Absolutely. When P and I look back at our lives, I think we've seen ourselves as a bit of outsiders all along, because we've disagreed with many programs and many.
Anything mainstream?
Pretty much. I mean, Pia, when we look back at all the way back to our teenage years, when we were told certain things, P and I used to shake our heads. I mean, this was well before we met and became a couple, but we can look back and say, you know, we disagreed with nuclear power when we were in high school. We disagreed with the use of herbicides and pesticides and DDT when we were in our university years. And
we knew better than kill animals for food way back then.
So
we knew that wasn't the highest choice to take life.
So this has been a very, very long experience for us and for many, many others, where we have been saying no to things that our hearts have told us, this is not a good idea. Mm-hmm. This is not good for us personally, or this is not good for the planet, or this is not good for the trees or the animals or whatever the subject or the focus might be. And so I think P and I have come to realize that this mission that we're involved with at this time, in this moment, is something we've been preparing for and something we've been working towards for a very, very long time.
I can't even imagine, you know, like here, you know, like when you look back you know, your life. And then we look back at these last 12, 13 years, where we were 12, 13 years ago and where we are today. Like the people that are waking up today, you know, that they are, you know, some of them are just like, wow, waking up just like that. And then there's so many people around the world that are also there supporting them, mm-hmm. where back in 2011 or 2010, we didn't have that. There's so much support now. There's so many resources. There's so much light that has been integrated into human bodies that are walking around on planet Earth. You know that you are not alone. And like you both just shared, looking back at the things that you had rebelled against, that right there is a clear sign of where you were claiming your authority and where you were saying no to something. X no to this. This doesn't resonate. This doesn't fit. And that you trusted that and you stood in that, even though you might not have, saw the big picture, but you were already being guided step by step by step internally from that inner guidance that was coming out, that rebellious energy that was saying no to this and no to that. And that's why I invite you, the person that's listening to this, where are you being called and guided to stand up now and say no to this and no to this? And what's calling you? What's inside of you that you're feeling like, wow, yeah, this is where I used to give my power away. This is where I used to buy into this story. This is where I used to want to be part of a crowd, because we know it's a lot. It's when you're not part of the crowd and you're standing on your own, it's a different energy. You're really being called to stand in your strength, you know? And remember that you got this because you're not a victim. So where are you being called right now to stand up and really own that inner authority, that inner energy? What are the things that are calling you? That's a good place to begin. That's a great place to start making those choices.
It is indeed.
I would also like to add, and please don't judge yourself for what you have or have not done. That's in the past. Start from where you are now. No self-judgment, just like we're trying not to judge anybody else. We also should not judge ourselves. This is a path of learning. Planet Earth is a school. And so don't beat yourself up if you go, oh, I hear what you're saying. Maybe I should get off the fence. Why haven't I done that before? Don't worry about what you have or have not done. Worry about where you are now and take action in the present moment now.
And that brings up a topic for me, intuition. When I was a boy, I remember people saying that intuition is only the property of women. Men don't have intuition. That's not part of their makeup. Men are strong and aggressive and they do what they do, and that's the truth of it. And I have absolutely relied on my intuition all my life. And I think one thing that's happening in the last 10 or 12 years is everybody's intuition, male and female alike, is waking up. And people are getting messages, whether it comes from source into their hearts and then into their minds, or however it happens to them. I think one of the reasons why more and more people are waking up is the intuitive faculty, the intuitive skills that we all have, that we've always had. It's a birthright for all of us. That's helping people not only wake up, but it's helping people make choices from the heart rather than simply from the mind. It's allowing them to, you used the word resonate a few minutes ago. If something doesn't resonate, it's our intuition telling us, well, this doesn't feel right. I don't feel comfortable with this. Maybe this isn't something I should follow, or maybe this isn't something I should lend my energy to. Or if we get a really positive sense, a really happy, blissful sense about something, that once again is our intuition saying, yes, follow that feeling, follow that nudge, whatever we want to call it, that sense that this is going to take me somewhere where I want to go or where I need to go, instead of that feeling of, well, you know, I don't really like this, or there's something wrong with this. So I think intuition has been blossoming in humanity. I think 2012 was a great change point. I think people's confusion over the Mayan calendar was a great disservice, thinking that the world's going to end. I think what the original Mayan idea was, the world's going to end as we know it. It's not going to end, blow up and be finished. It's going to end in a way that we're going to discover something new and we're going to move on. What, Pia?
Larma says that what has happened since 2012 is that our awareness has been expanded in such a way that we can actually perceive multidimensionality, where prior to 2012, everything was sequential. So the Mayan calendar served to study the energies as they present each other. And the Pleiadian calendar that we do now is also overlaid sequentially for the way that the energies present. But at the same time, because our conscious awareness is expanded, we can call in other energies that we need in any given moment, because we are more aware of multidimensionality now. So we're not locked into, this is the way it is. It's Monday, I have to get up and go to work. On Friday, I come home. With the Pleiadian Earth energy calendar and the understanding of energy, you look and say, oh, it's Monday. Today's the sixth day. It's flow. And it's a day of listening. I'll see if I can expand my listening and flow more towards others to hear what they really want to say. And then when you reach something that may present a conflict or a challenge, you can say, okay, I think I need to call in something else right here. Let's call in some moving energy so we can move this miscommunication. We have the opportunity now to utilize energy in a way we never have before to make our lives better. That's why we need the calendar.
Yeah. You know, I have a new title for the human race. I'm calling us energy managers. Energy managers. That's my new title, is that, hey, everybody, you know, we're all energy managers. And so however you're managing your energy, that's where it's at. Really.
That's great. I like that
good
a lot.
Title.
Thank you. I want to say, Colin, that when you were talking about your little boy, when you were a little boy and the intuitive, and you thought the intuitive was only for women, I'm so thankful and so grateful that you have embraced your femininity and your feminine side and your intuitive side, and that you are an awakened man that has fully, you know, allowed himself to be in his intuitive guidance. And that is the role model and example that you're showing for us all, but for other men. And we need men that are in their intuitive energy also. That's, you know, when I look at the two of you and the relationship that the two of you have, what you've cultivated over the years, you know, in balancing your energies and working together in co-creating the way that you have. So blessed to have each other's mirrors, you are, right? To be each other's mirrors and be each other's support system.
We are each other's mirrors, we are each other's support system, and we are each other's triggers for growth. And it's perfect. That's exactly how it needs to be. Because when someone can trigger you within a loving relationship, it's a much safer space to be able to grow and go, oh, maybe I need to look at this, or maybe I don't like the way you presented that to me. There's a way to talk about it because there's a safe space. And that's really, really important in any relationship, is to create the safe space, because all relationships are paths towards evolution. And they all present opportunities for growth through triggers that come up. It's one of the wonderful things about relationships.
Yeah. And, you know, this is actually one of my things in relationship, is that I'm a catalyst for that. And I have I will bring up the conversation, first of all, if the trigger happens, but I will also bring up the conversation so that we can talk about it and bring our viewpoints to it, bring our understanding to it, and understanding and knowing that healing doesn't have to have an agreement. It doesn't have to be agreed upon. We don't have to agree upon this, but you have your point of view. I have my point of view. And to be curious in how you see things and how I see things, but to be able to talk it out, hold the space for each other, and bring that loving compassion into the space. This is where it's at. That's the energy. You know, I want to share, Pia, because you talked about being, no judgment. This is what you talked about, the non-judgment piece. So this morning, one of the things that I love about when we come on to these calls and these discussions, we never sit down ahead of time to talk about what we're going to talk about. We come on and we have a general topic that we've created, which is meaning take personal responsibility, taking personal and collective responsibility. But then we come on and we're completely dropped in an organic conversation, and we speak to what it is that we feel called organically to speak about now. And so this morning, I just, made a note, and the note was living beyond duality, being present with what is without judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is what I wrote that I wanted to bring up as a topic. What's so great about this intuitive stuff is that that this was already in the field. And then you brought it up without me even having to form the question or bring it out, because it is definitely already in the field. And organically, we are talking about what wants to be expressed, what we're feeling called, intuitively to share. And then also leave space for something new to emerge.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We could talk about intuition. It's a huge topic. I want to say something about the concept of androgyny. All of us have the mix of male and female. Whether we choose to be working as a male, we have an equal feminine component, and all women have an equal masculine component. And I think part of the waking up, I think part of the leap in consciousness at this time is about people realizing that there's been a huge imbalance in how we see the world, how we navigate the world, and the choices that we do make. And more people, men and women alike, are realizing that they have the attributes of both the divine feminine and the divine masculine together, which creates a whole in each person, creates a balanced person. And I think intuition is one of the tools that can help us recognize that balance that we potentially all have, and that some people are utilizing it more consciously and realistically than others. But more and more people are waking up to it. And I think these attributes of strength and kindness and caretaking and all of the things that both genders can embody is partially what's helping us change as humanity. I think we're actually growing in a way where that balance between male and female is narrowing down, and we're realizing that we have all of it in each one of us. Mm-hmm. And that realization is what helps us be able to love ourselves first as a whole being, and then take that energy out and love everyone else. And I think that is one of the most wonderful things about something you said about me, which was a great compliment a moment ago, about the divine feminine that I do possess. I think teaching by example is the best way we can help one another grow. And instead of trying to, or maybe I should say sharing by example instead of teaching by example. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that is the best way that we can bring harmony and unity to this planet by being more balanced in ourselves through understanding the male and female aspects, and then utilizing that outwardly to help everyone become more balanced. And I think that is what's changing the collective consciousness within humanity at this point, in this moment.
Yes. And I feel this is so well expressed. You said so many things. You know, I love the part of becoming balanced in our masculine and feminine expression, because we have both. And a lot of us women had to learn to become women again, because we had been unbalanced with our masculine yang energy, doing, go, without ever looking in to find out what the inner feminine is calling for. What does she need inside? What does she need? And when she felt depleted, when she felt like she just can't go on anymore, then all of a sudden now was an opportunity for surrender and a breakdown to then say, I can't do this anymore. Or like I invited my client the other day to call for a reframe. I can, because I have, but I choose not to. I choose not to do this anymore. I choose not to go this way. I choose to step back and listen to the promptings of my own inner voice that is asking for, I need space. Mm-hmm. I need time. I need voice. I need to be heard. I need space. I don't want to just go do. I want to be, I need more time to catch up. So that inner feminine energy that hasn't been allowed to be.
This is a great topic. Women, and I mean this so positively, women have had to compete with men because the patriarchy has controlled everything for so long. And women have tried by doing, as you just described, to compete with men in order to survive, in order to be okay, in order to get what they need that isn't given to them naturally. And we've seen a huge, huge amount of women who were involved in the corporate world over the past 20, 30 years say, no, as you just explained, Cornelia, I don't want to do this anymore. We're seeing women jump ship from the corporate world because they realize it's not feeding them. It's not what they want. It's not what they need. And that has changed our society dramatically. And I am so happy that so many women are saying no to thinking that they need to compete with men in order to be okay or to survive. It's been a bad program. It's been a bad situation for far, far too long.
And I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Cornelia.
Well, that's why I'm saying that women have to learn to become women again.
Yes.
Women again. And women to become women again, learning to be a woman, learning what it's like to be in a space of being without doing, and in a space of receiving, just being, and knowing that that state of being has value, has tremendous value. And, you know, it's equal to the state of doing, if not more. So, you know, so women have had to learn how to be women again, and to embrace their inner femininity and their inner woman that is now giving voice to screaming out the rebellious of injustice of where she hasn't had the space. Then she realizes that she's actually the one to, like we said earlier, save herself and ask for the space herself now, so that a new foundation can be, you know, laid down from that new space that has her in the equation, that has her in consideration, that has her in balance, like you said, so that then when the doing and the giving and the receiving and the being and the doing happen simultaneously in that multidimensional, you know, perception of how we live our lives.
So you're speaking to the core of what I wrote about in my book, Sacred Retreat, how to reclaim the sacredness of space. And I wrote about it for women, as you said, to learn how to be women again. But I also wrote it for men to learn how to embrace the divine feminine with them. It's by returning to nature that this happens. Personally, I don't feel that any spiritual progress is ever made if we don't create space for something new to come in. So if we're constantly in the doing, 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 how can spirit send anything to us? How can we receive it? There's no space or opening for it to happen. So we're not going to change and grow unless we do create the retreat space, the space to say everything else stays out. I'm just going to sit here and be in the void. It's absolutely natural and necessary for spiritual growth.
When Pia wrote this book, Sacred Retreat, I wanted every man that was interested in spiritual growth to read it also, because it's aimed primarily for women, but men are so involved in doing, doing, doing without taking a retreat, without making any space for just doing nothing, just being, just taking care of themselves instead of taking care of the world and their families. It's so important for both genders to take a retreat time and to take care of themselves and realize that if they give every ounce of their energy outward without respecting the need to keep some of that energy for themselves, and maybe keep it in the beginning for themselves before they go outward to help others, they're not going to be of any service to anyone, because they're going to be so depleted and so energyless and so tired, they're truly not going to be effective in helping anybody achieve anything.
And how can a man that hasn't learned to balance his own inner promptings then offer the space to his partner? So first it has to begin with him giving it to himself, just like it has to be with her giving it to herself. And that's the first place that it has to start, so that they can then give that to each other and provide that space for each other in their inner, in their relationship. So Colin, you said that you had wanted every man. Well, I think we should call everyone to action now. And we should call everyone to action. So Pia, let us tell everyone where to get this book. And we want all the men. We want all the men. We want all the women to go and get this book and make it part of their practice right now, so that you can... Go ahead, Pia.
You can get it from any bookstore globally. And if you want to look at a list of places you can order it online besides Amazon, there's a list of places on our websites, on both of them, piaorlene.com. That's piaorlene.com, or Larkma, LAARKMAA.com. The book is listed there on the drop-down menu for books. Also, the 2022 calendar that we talked about is listed there. If you want to order that, there's the information about that. So any bookstore, wherever you are, carries it, can get it for you if they don't have it on their shelves. It's been printed in Italian and Chinese, so it's going international, which I'm quite proud of. And that particular book won the Nautilus Gold Book Award for Better Books for Better World, Creating a Better World. So it's absolutely, in my opinion, something that is for helping humanity to evolve.
Wow. Congratulations. Right. Congratulations, Pia. That's really a beautiful that you won this award and that it is doing so well and translated in other languages. It's incredible, because again, ladies and men, we are teaching each other how we want to be loved and how we want to be treated. We're teaching this to each other. And women, it's your responsibility to be able to communicate to your partner, to be able to communicate to your inner circle, to your world, on what your needs are and what your desires are and what it is that you need. But if you don't make space for that and inquire within, then how can you communicate? And how can you get your needs met? Because if you don't even know what they are or don't know how to ask for them. So mm-hmm. That Sacred Retreat book sounds like the perfect thing to do this winter. So earlier when we started the conversation, Colin, you were talking about, we're almost done with our show today. I just want to, we've just got a few more minutes. I want to talk about, you guys are in Europe and you were talking about, did I notice the pine trees having more pine cones? And so do you want to just finish that conversation, because we had to go live? And sure.
Well, P and I have noticed over the years that cone-bearing trees, coniferous trees, pines, fir, hemlock, all of the pine trees that grow pine cones, in falls where there are more pine cones on trees, is often a signal that there's going to be a more severe cold winter. It's the way the trees communicate with nature. They want to produce more pine cones in order to be able to drop the pine cones and make more little trees. And when it's really cold, the trees have a harder time surviving. So what, you have a thought, Pia?
Yes, I wanted to say that's right in alignment with what we're talking about nature and being in communication with nature. If you create the space to listen, nature will tell you what's coming next and how to deal with it. So this point about the pine trees giving a signal that it's going to be a cold winter is being in harmony with nature by saying, okay, we need to prepare for a cold winter. I'll buy an extra blanket for the bed.
We sometimes, I think humanity isn't that good at understanding signals or what's the term, Pia?
Symbols.
I think sometimes we're not that good at seeing metaphors in the signals that we're being given. And I think if we do rely more fully on nature, nature's always giving us signals, always giving us symbols, always giving us advice. And if we become more re-involved, as we were once long ago as humans, to look at these signals, look at these symbols, I think it'll make our lives easier. I think it'll give us the clues we need to have a better life with more flow and grace in it. So that's why I brought up the pine cone issue.
I'm so glad that you brought it up. And like Pia said, you were definitely listening to nature communicate with you. Mm-hmm. And I'll leave you with this little story. So I'm sitting here in my office, I'm looking out, and there's this big, huge web, this big, huge spider that is weaving a web right outside my window. And I am just watching her weave this incredible web, and it is so sturdy and so strong. And then I watch her, and then I go and I grab my phone and I take a picture of it and I take another picture, because I'm just like amazed at this incredible beauty of a web that she is weaving. And she's in her center, just sitting in her center. And so that was my mirror, that I'm weaving a gorgeous, beautiful web. And the mirror of the spider was showing me that she's in her center and that this is a really good place to be until it's time to go back out.
Good story.
That's a great analogy. That's a perfect fit for what we've been talking about today.
Yeah. I feel so much better.
Thank you for an amazing conversation and for all the integrative points with the beautiful stories. This has been so full and rich today.
Yes, it always is. Thank you, Pia and Colin. Everyone, thank you for listening. And do like all of us do, that is to create Sacred Retreat for each other, and go get that book from Pia, Sacred Retreat. and support yourself in your evolution and expansion. Thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.